This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. As you know, those that listen to us 24-7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We were out at the Minnesota State Fair for 12 days, 12 hours a day. We just completed that on Tuesday, so we are back in the saddle again with you. So I welcome you to the show. And I also want to give a shout-out to WZXI 1280 AM in Lexington, Kentucky, who just took us on. And we appreciate your trust. We will do our best to deliver on a daily basis. And we want all to know and understand that we preach Jesus Christ crucified in Him alone, and we also want you to know that we want people to understand what the problems are in this country. For the most part, people don't know where they came from, therefore they don't know where they're going. It was actually Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, that said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And I'm going to counter that today with, if only the American people would take the time to know the difference. Listen to me carefully. If only the American people would take the time to know the difference. And I think you're going to be blown away, because throughout the duration, going back to the Minnesota State Fair, I had over probably 250 to 300 conversations during the time that I was there. I was only there for 2 days. And in the process, I would ask people, what form of government have we been given, a democracy or a republic? Friends, there's the salt on your tongue. That's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes here, okay? So again, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a minute. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and or you can go to our Facebook accounts, which are BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And and by the way, if you want to call in during the next hour at any time, the number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, the phone number is 1-866-582-9933. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you know that legislators are now proposing a bill to hold gun sellers liable for criminals' conduct? Folks, how ridiculous can these representatives get? Again, legislators propose bill to hold gun sellers liable for criminals' conduct. How can the act be apart from the actor? How can someone be responsible for another if they commit the crime? That's ridiculous, and they are not an accomplice. They are a seller. And, folks, they counter Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, where the American people have the right to bear arms. And the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That means not to be violated in any sense of the word. So we have representatives, again, violating their oath in which they swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign, that means without the United States, and domestic, that means in your your backyard, so help me God. Here we have it, folks. Just the other day, we had at an exclusive Operation Detain McCain, exposes John McCain, and folks, sad to say, and Sheriff Joe Arpaio as well. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, lucky if you live in, listen to this, friends, lucky you if you live in California, New York, or Texas. They're shipping illegal immigrants in from the Middle East, friends, because they are trying to implement something called Sharia law. And speaking of Sharia law, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sharia law is attempting to replace the United States Constitution. Of course they are. And what is the radical Muslims? Who are they on the heels of? The radical homosexuals that are being used to upend the United States Constitution. And friends, you need to understand that that's why the President of the United States is stacking federal governmental positions in this country with radical homosexuals and transvestites, because as John Adams, the second president, rightly said, again, countering what's going on today, he is the president that said our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that police, friends, in Boston, police officers turned their backs on Obama when he comes. Now, folks, keep in mind, the President of the United States does not have a right to violate the law. He does not have a right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image, and that's exactly what he's been doing for the last 6.5-7 years. We also know that he has transgressed the Constitution over 1,063 times. Now, just keep in mind, friends, for the new listeners, he does not have a right to desecrate the honor and the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that he means to desecrate in any sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have prayer in the air and boots on the ground in Kentucky with Dave Davenmeyer. Gives God the victory. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying, right, folks? They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. William Federer. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just wrote an article. Youngest appointed Supreme Court justice speaks from the grave on First and Second Amendment, friends. Oh, I love this. And here's a brand new article as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Christian and Civil Disobedience. That's exactly right. Protestant, my friends, has meaning. Protestant. They are called to be the light of the world that reproves the darkness. Ephesians 5. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, this is what I want to do. I want to set this up. Now, this is the President of the United States of America. I want you to listen carefully to what he is telling the people, because this is going to go into the next segment, and it's called, If Only the American People Take the Time to Know the Difference. Listen to what he said. This is the President of the United States, a constitutional scholar, might I add.
But I'm also the President of the world's oldest constitutional democracy. But I'm also the president of the world's oldest constitutional democracy.
He's the president of the oldest constitutional democracy. Friends, the president of the United States, a scholar, said that he is he's the president of the oldest constitutional democracy in the world. I want you to listen to me carefully. He said that he is the president of the oldest constitutional democracy in the world. This is what he's been telling you, friends. As a matter of fact, every president since Ronald Reagan has inundated the American people with the fact that we are a democracy. Friends, I'm going to counter that with your foundations and show you who you are and where you came from right on the other side of this break. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If only the American people would take the time to know the difference. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want you to listen carefully to the President of the United States again. Listen carefully to what he has been trying to teach the American people over the last 6 and 7 years. And do keep in mind, friends, every president since Ronald Reagan has inundated the American people with the same exact thing.
But I'm also the president of the world's oldest constitutional democracy.
Oldest constitutional democracy.
The president of the world's oldest constitutional democracy.
Wow. Really? The president of the United States of America, a constitutional scholar. And by the way, the conservatives, my friends, of the day follow in close pursuit because they haven't taken the time to say thank you to the veterans that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America against this sort of enemy in which America tolerates on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, Samuel Adams said, "A general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy." Well, just go for the foundations. I was on a radio show one time and a guy said to me, "So Bradley, what's your opinion?" I said, "No, my opinion doesn't matter any more than your opinion matters because we're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by law in this country." What could he say to that? Absolutely nothing. There was no debate. There was no contending because he knew I was right. I have the facts on my side. And it's again, John Adams, the second president of the United States, he was right when he said facts are stubborn things. They're not moving. But going back to this last week, we have seen that this administration has brought in a wave of purpose lies only to establish that which is unconstitutional as well as illegal. Obama's spokesliar, Josh Earnest, erroneously claimed the rule of law in support of Rowan County Clerk Davis being jailed for contempt by a Nazi-like judge appointed by George W. Bush. Now, folks, just go get your books. Go get the Constitution, get the Bill of Rights, and get the Declaration of Independence, and read along so you'll understand that I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the facts. No, folks, you need to understand when an unjust law comes down, it's called unlaw, and it's not law. It's null and void. It doesn't apply. But if the people believe it to be true because the president can do it, he has the authority now to do whatever he wants to, the ignorant in America believe. Well, guess what? They're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what's going on in this country today. Again, going back to Josh Earnest, where he said, I will just say in principle that the success of our democracy depends upon the rule of law, and there is no public official that is above the law, Earnest said. Certainly not the President of the United States, but neither is the Rowan County Clerk. That's a principle that is enshrined in our Constitution and in our democracy. Did you hear what he said? Enshrined in our Constitution and in our democracy, friends. Folks, this reminds me of the individual in the People's White House who is continually inundating us with lies and crimes, as well as misleading the American people by calling America's form of government a democracy. Well, the opposite is true. And for those that just go along to get along, you need to relabel yourselves, and not as a conservative, not as a patriot, not as a liberal, but as a statist, when you agree with those that represent we the people in an unlawful manner, and you just agree and say, okay, that's it because they said so. Untrue. Those that serve we the people in this country derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, read the Declaration of Independence. And where do we the people derive our rights from? Not from the state. I'll get to that in just a couple moments. Folks, when you go to Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, it reads, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government." Furthermore, Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, who claims to be a constitutional scholar, folks, he doesn't even understand the oath in which he is up to hold, nor the basic foundations of America. Well, what am I saying? All one has to do is simply recite the Pledge of Allegiance to know how you are being lied to. And folks, I don't want to just equate this to the president, but I can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from this administration when I ask people in the hundreds during my time at the Minnesota State Fair, what form of government have we been given? They all say right in line with the President of the United States, not just this one, all the way back to President Ronald Reagan, that we're a democracy when in fact we are not a democracy. Listen carefully. Those that say, Bradley, we're a democracy, I say, can you do me a favor? Just recite the Pledge of Allegiance for me. The Pledge of Allegiance? Yeah, the Pledge of Allegiance. Can you recite that for me? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now keep in mind, and to the republic for which it stands, not moves. One nation under God, not under gods. Indivisible, that means undividable, with liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And justice for all. Justice according to what? The giver of law. So friends, what's the difference between a democracy and a constitutional republic? I'm telling you, friends, this chaps my hide. That people are this ignorant that they don't even know the basic foundations of the government in which our forefathers established. A democracy is nothing more than the mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. That was the third president of the United States that said that, Mr. Thomas Jefferson. So a democracy is based on what the majority of the people want. And by the way, that's why they use the state-controlled media to try to inundate the people with hopelessness by saying, well, you know what, everybody's for, let's say, gay marriage. Homosexual marriage. Well, everybody's for separation of church and state, which is found nowhere in any founding document. Not in the Declaration of Independence, not in the Bill of Rights, and not in the Constitution of the United States of America. See, a democracy is, again, based on what the majority of the people want. Now, I want to make a point here because you need to understand that the state-controlled media would have you believe that a majority of people believe in what's contrary to our laws.
which doesn't make a difference to me. I don't care if 99.9% of the people in this country said that homosexual marriage was okay. God, the lawgiver, said it was an abomination. I'm going to stay on his side. And by the grace of God, I ain't moving. But they use the state-controlled media to try to get you to believe that the majority, or for what they are claiming that the majority is for, when in fact it is untrue. Every one of these groups of people that I just named, less than 1.6% of the population is being used to destroy your country, but the state-controlled media and their narrative is to get you to believe that everybody is for an agenda, an illegal agenda that they push, regardless if it's truth or not. A democracy is based on what the majority of the people want. And you hear it often portrayed as the will of the people from the President of the United States. Now, folks, democracy, defined out, Webster's 1828, is this: government by the people, a form of government in which the supreme power is lodged in the hands of the people collectively, or in which the people exercise the power of legislation. That's a democracy. What the people want. Folks, even if we were a democracy, we're not as far gone as the state-controlled media would have you believe. Again, listen to what I said. Less than 1.6% of the population is being used to destroy this country. And I want to tell you how the federal government is illegally indoctrinating children into believing that we are a democracy. Whatever government says, it goes, because the state-controlled narrative is that the people want. Baloney. You're being lied to. Now, in contrast, a republic is based off an empire of laws and not of men, said John Adams, again, the second president. And a republic is a commonwealth, a state in which the exercise of the sovereign power is lodged in representatives elected by the people. Going back again to the Declaration of Independence, those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. But where did we get the power to delegate to those representatives? From God. That's why you see Moses and the Ten Commandments on civil buildings across this country. And that's why every state preamble in the United States of America starts out acknowledging, guess who? God Almighty. That's why during the oath, those that serve we the people put their hand on the Bible and end with, so help me God, as they promise to uphold the constitutional republic and the enumerated laws in which have been given unto us. Not the opinions of a small portion of people that want to overthrow the rest of us. Are you tracking? I hope so. When we come back, I'm going to explain another portion of this, friends, because if only the American people would take the time to know the difference, you'll know who's lying to you, and you'll also know what you have to do to correct the problem. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if only the American people would take the time to know the difference. Remember what Samuel Adams said? A general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. We'll indoctrinate them in public schools. Well, they're already doing that through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. And let me remind the new listener that over 700,000 kids that graduate public schools in this country every year, they cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. And a side note, from being out at the Minnesota State Fair and talking to several young people, folks, some of those kids in 7th and 8th and 9th grade couldn't spell to save their life. And the adults, by the way, again, asking them the question in the topic in which we're speaking right now, are we a democracy or are we a republic? They would respond 90% of the time with the fact that we're a democracy. And then they would laugh when they'd find out they were wrong about it. What's funny about that? You're losing your freedoms. You don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going. But friends, this is what they're teaching people throughout the country. And you're being washed away because your feet are not upon the rock. Remember George Washington's farewell address, which was in schools all the way up until 1962? Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. What's under attack today, friends? Our forefathers, through the revisionists, the atheists, the radical homosexuals, communists, you name it. They're trying to get you to think outside of an American way in every sense of the word. Now, I want you to listen carefully because you need to understand that God gives rights to men. The powers of the government come from the people. You delegate that authority to the people as you are one nation under God. Going back to the Pledge of Allegiance. Read Exodus 18:21. Also read the Declaration of Independence. the supreme judge of the world, the creator. We receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our who, friends? Our creator. And nature's God. Okay, and of course, you don't take the time to read the Declaration of Independence. You're not going to understand the seedbed of government. Your rights came from God. The powers of the government come from the people. And the following quotes, just to prove my point, from our founding forefathers warn of the fruit of a democracy. Again, keep in mind, every president since Ronald Reagan has inundated you, America, with the fact that we are a democracy, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. We are ruled by law, not by the voice of the people. Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have, in general, been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent deaths. The fourth president of the United States, James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution. John Adams, the second president, said, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes. What's happening, America? It exhausts and murders itself. What's happening, America? There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide," said the president of the United States of America. John Quincy Adams, John Adams, the son of, said the experience of all former ages had shown that of all human governments, democracy was the most unstable, fluctuating, and short-lived. It sounds like some people are gathering together to try to destroy this country, to bring the states of the Union to commit suicide. Why would they do something like that? And how are they doing that? Through indoctrination. Keep telling them the lie long enough. Sooner or later, they'll believe it, said Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels. Noah Webster, remember that guy that wrote Webster's Dictionary? Go to the Webster's Dictionary, friends, and you'll open it up and you'll see a picture of Noah Webster there. And it says, he taught millions to read and not one to sin. What is sin? A violation of God's moral law. Not to violate God's moral law. And by the way, when you go, that's 1 John 3:4. And by the way, when you go to our forefathers, when they established our government, one of the purposes was to restrain men from sin. Man, we've really lost that vernacular over the years, haven't we? But grandpa and grandmas know this for the most part. Noah Webster said, in democracy, there are commonly tumults and disorders. There's a pure democracy is generally a very bad government. It is often the most tyrannical governments on earth. What did President Barack Hussein Obama say? He's the president of the longest standing constitutional democracy in history. Really? And folks, again, keep in mind, he before he was the president of the United States, visited he visited 57 states in the United States. Which, by the way, there's 57 states in the Muslim nation, but there's only 50 states in America. Why did he say 57 states? And America laughed it off to their own demise. And do keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama was as a senator for a whole whopping 144 days in Chicago, Illinois. He was overseas calling for a new world order, just like George Bush was, over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Just go online to YouTube and find it. You'll see him say it for yourself. So, folks, Barack Hussein Obama didn't just happen. George Bush didn't just happen. Bill Clinton didn't just happen. George Bush Sr. didn't just happen. If you look at that order, friends, that's when the decline of America started to decline majorly, when George Bush Sr. finally got into office. Now, I'm not saying things weren't bad before that, but I'm saying a major decline. Look at the timeline. Well, this all started back in 1962 when the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy where few rule over many, illegally, by the way, when they said no more God in schools. Well, friends, I want to tell you something. You never lost the right. And Christians, 78% of you in this country should know better, that we're to fight the good fight of faith. It's not just handed to us. And there's freedom nowhere in this world or on this planet, anywhere, where someone has not first preached the gospel of Jesus Christ or sacrificed to give the freedom. Nowhere. John 15:13. Let's go to Zephaniah Swift, author of America's First Legal Text. He said it may generally be remarked that the more a government resembles a pure democracy, the more they abound with disorder and confusion. And folks, on top of all of this, Barack Obama omits God, only to make things worse. The right giver out of the Declaration of Independence, which, by the way, he's done on several occasions. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. Friends, listen carefully right out of his own mouth. Go ahead.
So let me close by saying this. Long before America was even an idea, this land of plenty was home to many peoples.
He's appealing to the illegal immigrants, friends.
To Dutch and Spanish, to Mexican, to countless Indian tribes. We all shared the same land. We didn't always get along, but over the centuries, what eventually bound us together, what made us all Americans, was not a matter of blood. It wasn't a matter of birth. It was faith and fidelity to the shared values that we all hold so dear. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed with certain inalienable rights
given to them by their creator.
Life, liberty.
Yeah, no, he omits God,
that's
friends.
That's what makes us unique. That's what makes us strong.
And you know why he omitted God? Because a democracy wants to be God. And that's why you're seeing your representatives act like a bunch of demigods. That's why they're not ruled by the they're not ruled according to the rule of law. Because America, you are the law. And America, your apathy is encouraging your representatives to commit crime after crime, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, because America, you don't know the difference. There's not some congressional immunity given to our representatives that they can go ahead and do what they want to do, how they want to do it, and where they want to do it, and when they want to do it. We're all ruled by law in this country, like it or not. And folks, I want to go back to this because, again, we just heard Barack Hussein Obama omit God, our creator, the right giver, out of the Declaration of Independence. Well, it's a democracy, then who becomes the God? The government does. The government does, as if to suggest that the government created government in the first place. Now, baloney. As if to say that the government gives you rights. They do not give you rights. They give you privileges, if you don't know the difference concerning your foundations in this country. Oh, and by the way, for those that are tracking with me and paying attention to what I'm saying here, is when you teach people that you're a democracy and then you omit God, this is how you change love that fulfills the law, Romans 13:8-13, to hate that fulfills lawlessness, Matthew 24:12. And keep in mind, Isaiah the prophet said in Isaiah 5:20, these teach people to call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. I want you to understand again, when a government begins to teach you that you're a democracy, they're usurping God's throne. They're attempting to, for those that don't know the difference. In other words, no longer are they submitted to God. No longer do their rights come from God. Now they become God, and now you plead to them for privileges. Oh, and folks, they would love to have it so. That's why they are demoralizing the people on a 24/7 basis in this country. Because if they can get you to throw off morality, your sovereignty, your obedience to God, guess what? They become your God. That's why you're being inundated with these lies on a 24/7 basis, America, because most people don't know the difference. Oh, if the American people would take the time to know the difference. Folks, again, they said it. I didn't say it. And I'm telling you exactly in contrast to what our forefathers established as a constitutional republic and how they are exposing what you are seeing today. And boy, oh boy, friends, 236 years later, were they right? They were right on the smack. Were they prophesying? You better bet your bottom dollar. They were warning us of what may come down the line, friends, concerning their posterity. And guess who their posterity is? Why, that's us. We're going to come right back, friends, and we're going to talk a little bit more about if only the American people would take the time to know the difference. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. If only the American people would take the time to know the difference. Samuel Adams said a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. How are you to do that? Indoctrinate them. Tell them that you're a democracy, that whatever the people want, you can have it. This administration has been playing up to that group of people, everybody and anybody, that decries their rights. He's right there to give it to them as they actually incite the call or the cry from the small minority of the people that live abominable lifestyles, to appeal to the government for their right to go ahead and do the things that they want to do. As if to suggest that, well, when you have a corrupt government, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Yep, that's true, up to the point where the government now, instead of being submitted to God and ruling through God's authority, now they're given over to a tyrannical, arbitrary government, a despotic government, and then they begin to rule and they play God. You can only get away with what they let you get away with. Is that what you're seeing today? Yep. And that is the very definition of tyranny, by the way. Those in government can do whatever they want to do, but if you do it as a subject and we don't like it, we're going to throw you in jail. Does that sound familiar, America? You better bet your bottom dollar it does. And that is not American government. Hey, folks, is it any wonder that the lawless believe that they have privileges by the state to violate God's moral law when such lies are promoted? It's because these people would have it so. They believe government is divine. They believe that the state's authority is unlimited, which leads to state worship and results in tyranny. Their government view is evolutionary. Psalm 14, Psalm 53, read it when you get a moment. Which in the end leads to national destruction. Also read Psalm 9:16, because you're going to reap what you sow. Folks, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. The known propensity of a democracy is licentiousness, excessive license, which the ambitious call in ignorant belief to be liberty. Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment. Read Matthew 7:24 through 29. But those who know our proper foundations understand that the state is divinely ordained by God, one nation under God, that state authority is limited, which leads to patriotism, which means to uphold dying laws, and result in a republic because it's based on creation. Now, I'm going to bring you over to John F. Kennedy, the president of the 60s, for those that did not know. I wasn't around either. But I want to give you a quote that he made back in the 60s. He said, "The rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God." He said, "The rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God." See, those corrupt in government today, that's why they're zeroing in and demonizing Christians. Because they don't want to lose their authority that they've already got wielded over you. You see how this works, friends? When we're all ruled by God, we're going to have liberty. And it's time for America to live out what Thomas Jefferson, the third president, rightly said. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. So which one's it going to be, friends? Because it comes to this. It's the duty and obligation of the American people to know the difference between what the devil's minions want you to believe in and the truth. And it's time for you to draw the line, America, and know the difference so you can be liberated. Now, I got a short amount of time. I started out with Kim Davis, the county clerk in Kentucky, who said she would not hand out state licenses concerning homosexual marriage. Never in the history of mankind, friends. Well, we had none other than Shepard Smith, who's a radical homosexual, who anchors the news for none other than Fox News, friends. You wondering why Fox is stacking their news anchors with homosexuals? Because one of the owners of Fox News, number two in line, Prince Al-Walid bin Talal, he said a strong American government is not good for us. So how do you weaken American governments? How do you weaken it? Well, you add the immoral to it to weaken who we are as a people through less than 1.6% of the population. But going back to Fox News and Shepard Smith concerning Kim Davis and her release just the other day, I want you to listen carefully to a man that believes that we are a democracy and the danger that ensues close behind. Check this out.
Understood and was able to experience the grace of Jesus Christ, who loved her, gave himself for her, and freely forgives her of all of her sins and throws them into the bottom of the ocean and cast them as far as the
now listen to the commentation.
And when she went to church that Sunday night at the dying wish of her mother-in-law for her just to try church one time, she gave herself to the Lord Jesus. She was a broken lady.
Well, they've set this up as a religious play again. This is the same crowd that says, we don't want Sharia law. Don't let them come in here and start telling us what to do. Keep their religion out of our lives and out of our government. Well, here we go again.
This is a homosexual advocating Sharia law in America.
He needed an accommodation for a woman who wanted one. She said she didn't want her name on a license for gay people. They couldn't come up with an accommodation. Now they've come up with one. They've let her out of jail, said, all right, you don't have to have your name on there. We just put the name of the county on there. All this is done. But it's not what they want. You're hearing now what they want. This is what they want. And this is what they're going to get. They're going to get a stirred up argument and a couple of a news cycle, and they're going to be able to make these claims. And the truth is, when you get right down to the fundamentals of this, the Supreme Court of the United States says that you can't have things being okay for one group of people and not okay for another group of people. This is not unprecedented. They did it when they said that black and white people couldn't marry. And they said, oh, wait.
No relation whatsoever, friends.
Said, straight people and gay people can also all get married. You want to get married? Go right at it. The government's not going to get in the way of you any more than they did in the way of straight people back in the day. But their haters are going to hate. And, you know, we thought that what this woman wanted was an accommodation, which they've now granted her, something that worked for everybody. But it's not what they want. This is what they want.
Now, folks.
So when Mike Huckabee.
Now, I just want you to understand that that is Shepard Smith from Fox News. They are stacking Fox News with homosexual anchors for the very purpose to upend American sovereignty. Remember what one of the owners from Fox News said, and I have said this for 6 years, Prince Al-Walid bin Talal, a strong American government is not good for us. So let's go ahead and put homosexual anchors there to cause the people to believe that everybody's for this lifestyle when in fact they are not whatsoever. Then he appealed to the Supreme Court instead of God, the giver of the rights. Well, he failed to understand that the Supreme Court and anybody in any position that represents we the people are there for enduring good behavior. Good means in alignment with truth, the law. And it's a job of a representative or a judge, friends, to discover and to apply the law, not to rewrite it. Folks, they went further than that. They redefined marriage. And here we have a radical homosexual trying to get you to believe that someone gave them privileges when, in fact, God gave us rights. And he said, no, that's an abominable lifestyle. And he's trying to advocate to the sympathies and to appeal to the sympathies of the American people who don't know the difference between law as a constitution republic and a democracy where you receive privileges from the state, folks. If everybody in this country, the 78% that profess to be Christians, really enforced the laws of God's moral law, we wouldn't have any of these issues, and we wouldn't be divided whatsoever, because we are one nation under God. And if you want to know, folks, I end with, you want to know peace and righteousness within the streets of America? Go to the Supreme Court. Above the Supreme Court chambers, what does it say? Justice, the guardian of liberty, and who's above him? Moses with the Ten Commandments. The law liberates to those that obey. And Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. And so will the Father. End of story. So folks, let's get back to it. Justice, the guardian of liberty. You can't have justice if you don't know the law. Get back to the Bible and get back to the Constitution. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, and then we will know peace and righteousness one more time.
Well, amen to that. A good dose of truth here again on the Sons of Liberty. You're not going to get it anywhere else as black and white as you're getting it here as far as the radio show goes and speaking forth the truth. We need your support to continue to bring forth this truth to the masses. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support monthly this work. We just finished up 12 days at the Minnesota State Fair. Next week, we're going to be out again in Texas doing the stuff, seeking and saving that which is lost and bringing forth truth to the masses to encourage other people to do the same thing in their communities. And for those of you that would like to make a one-time donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the button that says Donations Gratefully Received, and find out how you can help this work. And you get great products in your hand, go to our store as well.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On Saturday from 2 to 4 Central Standard, friends, we're going to be talking about the myth, lines between church and state. But before that, we'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.